Next patient is James Torres. Next patient is James Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, Torres, James, J-M-E-S, Torres is T as in Tom, date of birth 11-12-1949, date of visit 3-18-25, here's my copy for Matthew Zock. Matthew, M-A-T-H-E-W, Zock is Z. O-G-H-T, Matthew Zocht, M-D. Z-O-G-H-T, M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of metapneumovirus infection with pneumonia. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 75-year-old male who has a history of hypertension, diabetes, and coronary artery disease. Was recently diagnosed to have a metapneumovirus and was hospitalized. With shortness of breath. The patient had a chest X-ray as well as a CT chest. That was done on 12/31/24. The CT chest without contrast showed the central airways to be patent, and there were patchy ground glass infiltrates in both lungs with associated bronchiectasis related to multifocal pneumonia and or pulmonary edema. The patient apparently had a previous chest CT, which showed similar findings, but the present CT chest showed less prominence of the infiltrates. The patient states he exercises regularly, walks daily for more than 2 miles, and he does experience some shortness of breath with exertion, and has also had some tightness in his chest and wheezing. He denies fevers, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. Next to paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for diabetes mellitus and history for hypertension. He has had coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass grafting times 4 in 2016. He has had paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation and moderate pulmonary hypertension and then peripheral vascular disease with stenting of the left lower extremity. Also has 6 sinus syndrome, status post permanent pacemaker in 21. And has a history for tonsillectomy remotely and appendectomy as well as a vasectomy. Next paragraph. habits. The patient denies smoking or significant alcohol use. She was a teacher. And a principal in a high school. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next, habits. The patient denies smoking or alcohol use. Oh, can you? I think I already mentioned that. I'm sorry. Next paragraph is family history. Father died of old age. Mother died of lymphoma. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient had no weight loss, fever or fatigue, no glaucoma, cataracts. He has double vision. I'm sorry, can you mention he has glaucoma and double vision? No cataracts. And he has vertigo, no nosebleeds. He has shortness of breath and occasional cough. Denies urinary frequency, flank pains, or hematuria. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea or constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, no calf muscle pain, but has leg swelling. He has no anxiety or depression. No easy bruising. He has no joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. I'm sorry, does have mild memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list included levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, sartan 50 milligrams daily, metoprolol 200 milligrams daily, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, metformin 1000 milligrams BID, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, rosuvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male was alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse is 78, respiration 20, temps 976, weight is 176, saturation is 98 on room air. HE India, normal phallic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung filters are essentially clear, no wheezes or crackles. Heart, the heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. No S3, abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema. No calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor lapses. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, breath number 1. History of viral pneumonia resolved. Number 2 is CHF and cardiomyopathy. Number 3, history of mitral valve replacement and CABG times 4. Can you please add that in the past history. The past history also includes history for atrial fibrillation and history for mitral valve replacement with a bovine valve and a history for permanent pacemaker placement. He has hypothyroidism and has obstructive sleep apnea but is unable to use a CPAP. Please add that in the past history. Okay, and now, the final diagnosis, add history of hypertension. Number 5 is obstructive sleep apnea. And Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast. He will continue with his present medications and also given an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And a CT of the chest. I'm sorry. And a follow-up visit to be arranged here approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Matthew Zott, Z-O-G-H-T, M-D. Matthew Zott, M-D. Thank you. Sark, this was that.